I'm Rona Tarrant. An Australian court has found the Archbishop of Adelaide guilty of concealing child sexual abuse in the 1970s. Archbishop Philip Wilson becomes the most senior Catholic in the world to be charged and convicted of the offence after he was found guilty of having covered up the abuse of altar boys by a paedophile priest in New South Wales. In a statement issued by the church, Wilson said he was obviously disappointed with the verdict and would consider his legal options. Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif has condemned the US for promising to impose the strongest sanctions in history on his country. He said measures outlined by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo showed that the US was a prisoner of its failed policies and would suffer the consequences. Yesterday, Pompeo announced a series of demands for Iran, including giving up its nuclear ambitions, curtailing its ballistic missile program, and ending its expansionist behavior. Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro is facing an international backlash after winning his second six-year term in a landslide vote marred by an opposition boycott and claims of vote rigging. 14 countries, including Argentina, Brazil and Canada, have recalled their ambassadors from Caracas in protest, while the US has imposed new economic sanctions after the election. The Archbishop of Military Services has called on the Trump administration to ensure that any new North American free trade agreement avoid monopolies on life-saving medicines. In a joint letter with six other religious leaders, Archbishop Timothy Broglio said trade agreements can have enormous impacts on people's ability to access medicine. The leaders called for provisions similar to those in effect in NAFTA countries, which promotes respect of intellectual property rights, including those for medicines. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.